Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. What an encouraging scripture Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. And I will focus your attention today on the word abounding. In the scripture, the word abounding actually means to overflow. Hallelujah. So let's look at three abounding scriptures and see what we can learn today. Number one, abounding iniquity. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The word iniquity means lawlessness. Do you remember your life before you met Jesus? You had no boundaries. You were ruled by your impulses. You'd go anywhere, do anything, say whatever you pleased. Now, we are not bringing up your past to make you feel bad, but to make you grateful, to show you how far God has brought you and what was God's solution to your sin's problem. Hallelujah. That's what God did. Okay. Secondly, we see the word abounding grace. In Romans chapter 5 verse 20, it says, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Praise the Lord. God's grace cannot be earned or merited. And that's a good thing, because we were all spiritually bankrupt. But as Martin Luther said, the recognition of sin is the beginning of salvation. It's feeling bad about your sin that leads to feeling good about God's grace. Do you remember the day Jesus found you, saved you, brought you into his family, and showered you with his blessings? So, what should your response to such grace be? So, third point is, you must be abounding in the work of the Lord. And the scripture says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You were saved to serve. When you don't, you feel like a fish out of water. So pray, Lord, today I give myself fully to you, to be used in your service as you see fit. Amen. So remember, abounding iniquity, abounding grace, and then comes abounding in the work of the Lord. We give Jesus the glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for your abundance and abounding grace upon our lives, O God. When sin abounded in our lives, your grace abounded even much more. And it's by your grace you have saved us. Lord, you have handpicked us. You have, Lord, washed us, purged us, cleansed us, made us your sons and daughters. And we want to say thank you for that. We are grateful for your abounding grace. I pray, Lord, that we will not, oh Father God, let that grace go away in vain, but we'll put it to work in our lives, that Father, we'll abound in the work of the Lord. And Father, we know that the labor in the Lord will never go in vain. So today, give us that grace to work in your kingdom, to build your church, and to build one another up, save souls, and get them added into the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you for that and I bless you. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one. And Lord, I pray you will flourish and prosper your people. I also lift up, O Father, the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. We know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise for that. Today is the day of redemption. Today is the day of healing. And today is the day of rejoicing. Therefore, Lord, I speak healing into the frames and into the minds of your people in the name of Jesus. And we vow to give you the glory and the honor and dominion. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.